I have the honor and privilege, before we have our scripture reading, to introduce our speaker. Our speaker was born in the Dominican Republic. He's married to a beautiful young lady, Miss Shelly Yang. Would you like to stand? I'll just wave her hand. She's a mom. I understand. You don't have to move. From the island of Jamaica. I've learned a lot about Jamaica over the last 7 years and 4 months. They have two sons, Elias and Patrick. He has served as a pastor in Jamaica, Turks and Caicos, and Puerto Rico. And over the brief time that I've had a chance to get to know him, he appears to be a person who's enthusiastic about serving Christ. He's our conference treasurer, and just serving on the executive committee for a few years, I don't envy your position. A lot of hard decisions have to be made under these economic times. And he has graciously consented to come to the Upstate Capital District for 2 weekends in a row. He's here this weekend for our men's retreat, our men's weekend, and he's going to be here next weekend for the district jubilee. Amen? His name is Pastor Florencio Zabala. Did I pronounce it correctly?
That's right.
That's right. I lucked out. First time. We have some extraordinary messages that are going to be delivered this weekend. Last night, for those of you who came, how many of you enjoyed last night's service? Amen? Imagination. Imagination, the excellence of good friendship. Today, our topic will be the testimony of an excellent man. This evening, the topic will be Joseph, a man of excellence. And tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., Jabez, more excellent than his brothers. If you look at the theme, excellence, he strives to be excellent in all those things that he does. He's not perfect. None of us are. But the relentless pursuit of excellence speaks volumes in many ways. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 19. And I read in your hearing verses 1 through 3. Luke chapter 19, and I'll read in your hearing verses 1 through 3. When you found it, please say amen. I'm reading out of the King James Version. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. The voice that you will hear after special music this morning will be that of Pastor Sabala.
Good morning and happy Sabbath.
Good morning.
What a wonderful music. I was kind of inserting a third voice behind here, and I hope you didn't hear me. This morning, I'm very happy to be here with you again. Last night, we spent some good time with those who came, and I believe that the Lord has given a special blessing to us. And I would like to, again, say thanks to Elder Langley and also Miguel, Pastor Crespo, for the invitation and for the introduction that Elder McKnight, but I usually call him by his first name, Pedro. You know, Pedro is easier for me. You know why? I'm going to give you a warning, okay? The warning is that you're going to be listening to a foreign accent. So if you don't pay attention, you might lose half of the sermon. This morning, I want you to open your Bible in Luke chapter 19. And please, don't close it, because we're not going to move from there. I like to make the people who listen to me comfortable. And the fact that you don't have to be going, running up and down, going to Genesis, then going to Revelation, and going back to Exodus, and going back to 1 Peter. You're just going to open your Bible and keep it there in Luke chapter 19. We did that last night. So we're going to do that this morning again. Luke chapter 19, verse 1. I'm going to say a few things. The topic of this sermon, I took it from somebody else. That's legal as long as I give the credit to the person, right? Okay. The name of the person is E.K. Bailey. Probably some of you never knew him or will never know him because he's a deceased preacher now. But he wrote a book entitled The Testimony of a Tax Collector. It's sold in Amazon. You can only get used copy. It's not longer in print. I don't have the book, but I saw the title and I liked it. And I said, I'm going to build a sermon on that, but I'm going to build it with the testimony of an excellent man. And that's why today, the reason why I call this an excellent man is because usually tax collectors are despised, right? But when my father retired, he used to work in the school system in my country. And when he retired, he picked up another job in the town hall office. And he is now collecting taxes from people, from business people. So I could not call this message, this, I could not entitle it The Testimony of a Despised Man, because my father is collecting taxes. So I call it as of an excellent man, because I believe my father is an excellent man. So I want to read with you, and now from Luke chapter 1, and we're going to read the entire story, because we are not going to read it again verse by verse. Okay, now please start using your imagination and your classroom ability to start getting some ideas here, because the entire sermon is going to be a hypothetical story of what happened to this man in our story today. This is how the Bible gave us this story. Verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich, of course. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not because of the press, and he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guests with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my good I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, and we ask that you will give us clarity of mind to understand your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Those of us who grew up in church or started going to church very early will remember the rhyme that has eternally embedded Zacchaeus in our mind. And I will say that you probably remember this one. I say, Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up into a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. But as the Savior passed his way, he looked up in the tree and say, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. Oh, you remember that, right? Yes, I have always wondered what drove Zacchaeus up that tree. It is out of the ordinary to see a well-dressed, a well-educated, a high-profiled, a wealthy man in broad daylight climbing a tree and crawling out of an limb. Is out of the ordinary. What made him throw embarrassment, shame, and ridicule to the wind to do something as uncharacteristic of climbing a tree for all to see? Zacchaeus, I will say that for us to understand what drove him there, we need to make some assumptions now. Okay, so be with me. Let us say that Zacchaeus took a hypothetical journey through the Bible. Let us assume that this is what happened to Zacchaeus. So in order to answer the question and many others, I invite you to a journey. We have traveled to the backside of the Roman Empire in the sweltering, fly-infested land of Palestine. We have tracked out the way across the difficult terrain, and we came to the fragrant field of the city of Jericho. That's where the rich were living. And that was the home of the despised man named Zacchaeus. As he traveled, he pulled out his daily timer. Today is an iPad. To check the names and addresses of the people he planned to see that day. And I believe that it wasn't long before he arrived at his first stop. He noticed that it was an unkept little shanty in need of paint and repair home. But those things did not matter to Zacchaeus. Those things were not really important to him. The only thing that mattered to Zacchaeus was a big sign, a word that say, I'm paid, stamped by the person's name that lives there. He knocked on the door. On the other side was a frail blind man. The blind man say, who is there? And the answer came, Zacchaeus. I am here to collect the taxes you owe the Roman government. I am in a trembling voice. The blind man began to explain his inability to pay his taxes. He say, I have no family. I don't receive any pension. And there is no society to help the blind in this city. I want to pay you, but I am not able. But Zacchaeus, if you give me 30 days, the man say, I don't know how, but I'll find the money. Zacchaeus was caught between money and mercy. And he said to the blind man, well, you know, this is not usually my style, but I'll give you 30 days. But blind man, when I get back, he say, you, if you don't show me the money, you will be blind forever. Because you will not only be blind, but you will also be homeless. And he turned and he walked away. Maybe I have better luck next time. And the next home that Zacchaeus is going to be in, he came to and knocked the door. And as he opened, as the door was open, a woman came to him. And Zacchaeus noticed that there was a problem here. The woman was completely yellow, as there was no blood in her vein. Her hair was matte. Her face was wet with tears. Her speech was lewd. She said, I know who you are and why you have come. But Zacchaeus, I don't have any way of paying my taxes. You see, for 12 years I have had a blood disorder. In that time, my insurance was canceled. My husband divorced me and my inheritance was spent. I need 30 days. And Zacchaeus was caught between greed and grace. He said, for some reason I feel benevolent today. If you got 30 days, but when I get back, I want my taxes. And as he walked away, he thought, maybe I will have a better luck next time. So Zacchaeus walked, and around a bend on the road stood the third house. In front of the house stood a woman, listless. She stared off, not seeming to recognize that he was getting closer. He tried to speak to her, but there was no response. Suddenly, a blood-curdling scream came from behind him, and Zacchaeus turned to see who screamed on the hillside, running nude between the stone of the graveyard, cutting himself, was a cross between a man and a wild beast. Suddenly, a woman spoke. That used to be my husband. He was a good man. I'm praying that one day he will come back home. I ought to move on with my life, but I love him. He's the father of my children. I don't know if it will ever happen. No man can tame him. No man can bind him. He called himself Legion because he possessed by many demons. Not anxious to dialogue with demon, Zacchaeus began to backpedal. Yes. So before the woman say anything about the taxes, he say, I'll be back in your area. Not even in her home, you know? Say, I'll be back in your area. As he hurried away with his heart still palpitating, he looked in his daily time. And he see that there is one more house. And Zacchaeus encountered the grieving mother of a dead son. When he arrived, there was a spray hanging on the door suggesting that someone had died. He knocked anyhow. A grieving woman, veiled and dressed in black, answered the door. And she said, I know who you are and why you have come. Zacchaeus, my son died yesterday. And I am now on my way to the funeral. I had to use the tax money to bury my only son. Zacchaeus say, I have already given some of your neighbor 30 days. You can have 30 days as well. But the 30 days passed. And it went by quite fast for Zacchaeus. But in these 30 days, Zacchaeus learned of the power of Christ that transforms the life. The 30 days passed quickly. Zacchaeus left home on the crack of dawn, and he did every day. He opened his daily timer and noticed that this was the day he was to return to those four homes. Well, he recognized that those homes were the most non-productive day in his career as a tax collector. He squared up his shoulder and started to walk. He resolved not to stop. Stories will dissuade me today. They will either pay, surrender their property, or be thrown in prison. At the first house, when Zacchaeus has arrived, the grass has been manicured. Come on. The house had undergone renovation. He knocked at the door, and a man with piercing eyes and authority in his voice answered. Zacchaeus say, "I'm sorry, sir, but I'm looking for the man of the house." And the man say, "I am the man of the house." Zacchaeus say, "No, you cannot be the man of the house. I was here 30 days ago, and the man I spoke with was blind." Yes. And he say, "Zacchaeus, I am that man. I am that man. I was blind. Mr. Zacchaeus, let me tell you a story. One day a man told me that Jesus was coming to town, and I ran up to town, and I knew it might be my only chance to meet Jesus. When he was passing by, I heard of the commotion, and I asked, 'What is happening?' And they say, 'Jesus is passing by.' I yield, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' But the town people, the major, the council, they say, 'Hush, you are being a nuisance. You are embarrassing the town.' But I say, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' It seems as Christ did not hear me. It seems as he was passing by and moving too fast. But I cry up more louder, and I say, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood up." "Oh, Zacchaeus, do you have any time?" the blind man say. "Sit down and let me tell you about it." This is the way it was. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, and now I see. That was the testimony of this blind man. But as Zacchaeus walked away, he thought, this is some kind of day. Not very usual. A man was blind, but who can now see? "One day I hope I meet Jesus," he said. "Maybe Jesus can do something about my condition. Maybe Jesus can heal me." That man say that this word God has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Who is in the image of God? I hope I can see Jesus someday. Then Zacchaeus moved to the second house. He knocked on the door, and this beautiful woman, radiant with joy, answered the door. She had color in her cheeks. She had a new hairstyle. Her nails were freshly manicured. She just did it. And she said, "Mr. Zacchaeus, it's good to see you." Zacchaeus say, "Sorry, but I'm looking for the woman of the house." And she say, "Well, I am the woman of the house." "Wait a minute. Do you know your blind neighbor?" Zacchaeus with some sarcasm in him. And then, she say, "Yes, I know him. But he is not blind anymore, Zacchaeus." "I know," he replied. "He paid his taxes today, see?" And then she said, "Yes. Didn't he tell you that he has to sell his eye-seeing dog to pay your taxes?" And the woman said to Zacchaeus, "When I told you to come back 30 days ago, that was nothing but a ploy. I was confident that in 30 days I would be dead. In fact, I have been praying to die. I thought that the only answer was death. That only death could deliver me from this unbearable existence. But a friend told me that Jesus was coming to town. A friend told me that Jesus was coming to town, and I elbowed my way through the suffocating crowd. When I got close enough, I stretched out my hands, and I was able to touch the hem of his garment. And the moment I touch him, Zacchaeus, the blood that has been flowing for 12 years immediately dry up. But not only was my body healed, my soul was made whole. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even though my faith was inadequate, he made me sufficient. Amen. My brothers and sisters, Zacchaeus says to her, I don't know how much of these I can take. It's a blind man who can see, a dying woman who is full of life. And she says, Zacchaeus, I know it is hard to believe, but I need to tell you about it. I was shackled by a heavy burden, need a love, a load of guilt and shame. Then the hands of Jesus touched me, and now I'm not longer the same. For he touched me. Oh yes, he touched me. What a wonderful joy that flows my soul. Something happened, Zacchaeus. Something happened. And now I know he touched me. And I am made whole. Amen. Zacchaeus, I haven't had to pay those doctors anymore, she said. So my insurance, I didn't have to put no money on those medical bills. I have been able to save a little money. Like my old ex-blind neighbor, here is the money for your taxes. Zacchaeus whirled and head toward the third house. He thought, this is an unusual day. I wonder if I can meet Jesus like that woman. I have had some long-standing problem. Perhaps people don't really like me. I have had some painful experiences. But maybe Jesus could do something about my problem. So he's working in the mind of Zacchaeus. Soon he was in front of the third house. He looked for the woman to be standing out front. But she was not there. When he knocked on the door, the woman answered. But before they could start talking, this handsome young man walked out from behind her. Zacchaeus' first thought was, well, I'm glad this woman got a new man. She should have kicked that old grave dweller in the curb long time. And about the same time, the woman spoke up. Mr. Zacchaeus, I want you to meet my husband. You haven't met him, this man, yet, because when you were here 30 days ago, his home was in the graveyard. But look at him now, Zacchaeus. Isn't he a handsome man? Doesn't he look good? He is clothed and he is in his right mind. Mr. Zacchaeus, I owe you an apology. 30 days ago, Mr. Zacchaeus, I told you that no man could tame him. But that was before Jesus came by. When Jesus walked in, the demons walked out. And look at him. He is a new man. Mr. Zacchaeus, if you want to be a new man, meet Jesus. He will give you a new relationship with your family. He will give you a new relationship with yourself, Zacchaeus. He is going to give you a new relationship with God. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. He met Jesus and now is a changed man. The man cut in, wait a minute, that is good for her to say. But she didn't really experience it like I did. I want to tell it to for myself. Sit down, Zacchaeus. You can stand up and listen to this. Zacchaeus, sit down and listen. And the man started saying, Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him, I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. Oh yes, Zacchaeus, he is my friend. As Zacchaeus left, he thought a blind man who can see, a dying woman who is full of life, and a demon-possessed man who has been delivered. I have got some demon hunting my heels. Maybe if I meet Jesus, I too could be delivered. But at the last house, he thought rather sarcastically, I wonder what surprise have that home for me now. And he knocked on the door, and the cutest little 12-year-old boy opened that door. And Zacchaeus say, I'm sorry, I am in the wrong house. So he started walking, and the house I'm looking for has not a little boy. In fact, 30 days ago, the woman of the house was on her way to bury her only son. The boy say, are you Mr. Zacchaeus? And mama has been looking for you all day. She say that you will be back in 30 days. And mama say you have never late to collect your taxes. You know, children can be sincere. Zacchaeus say, wait a minute. In the house I am looking for, the little boy is dead. And the boy say, Mr. Zacchaeus, I am that little boy. I died. Yes, I died. My mama was fear was that the disease that took my father and my older brother will also take me. And 30 days ago, Mr. Zach, my mama's worst fear came true. I got real sick. And my mother prayed for me. She stayed by my bedside all day and all night. But God chose not to heal me. And I died. My mother saved money to pay you. But she has to use that money for my funeral. As the mourner led the procession out of Nain, the little boy say, there was another procession going in. And the procession of death collided with the procession of deity. Now, Mr. Zach, the little boy say, you know that death and deity cannot occupy the same place. You know that Jesus never attended a funeral. He never preached a funeral. Every time he showed up, he transformed the funeral into a resurrection. And there we were at the gate of death and deity. Jesus lays his hands on me, Mr. Zach, and something began to move in my body. I came back to life, Mr. Zach. When I sat up in the casket, I scared the undertaker so bad that he pushed me out of the casket and gave the money back to my mother. Woo! Yes. And he say, the mother just came by and he say, well, you know, he's just 12. He knows a little because he been through it. And when you've been through problems, you know a little bit. So no one knows better than you what you're going through. No one knows better than you what you have gone through in this life. But the mother said, but let me tell you, only a mama can tell you. You got a little time? Sit down. Mr. Zach, he said, tell me about it. She say, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning in thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Zacchaeus closed his book. On his way home, he passed a friend. And the friend said to him, "Hey, Zach, have you heard?" He said, "Well, I have heard all I can handle this day." "You heard that Jesus is in town?" "Oh, yeah." But the man say, "You better hurry up, because he's leaving soon." And his little feet began to pitter-patter along the dusty road. His life began to flash before his eyes. "I wonder if I can meet Jesus. All my life, I have been a successful failure. I have been a paradox, an oxymoron. I am rich in the things of the world, but poor in the things of God." Zacchaeus is thinking and reflecting in his life. Maybe Jesus can do something about the emptiness that fills my soul. And I want you to think about these words, because it is time for us to reflect in our personal life. What he has done for others, he can do for you today. So he ran uptown. When he got there, he couldn't see over the crowd. So finally, he decided to run ahead of Jesus and the crowd. That was exactly when he saw that tree. I've been wondering what drove him up that tree. It was his shortest in his relationship with God. It was his shortest in his relationship with humanity, with his fellow and his neighbors. It was his shortest in belief. It was his shortest in faith. It was his shortest in love and compassion for others. That's what drove Zacchaeus up to that tree. It was his being a successful failure. The problem some people face today is that after they have climbed the ladder of success, they look around and they realize that they have climbed the wrong building. After being married for 25 years, they realize that the children's mother is not the woman they want to spend their life with. After done your PhD and all the studies that you can do, you realize that this is not the profession that you want to take. After you have worked your entire life in a particular job, you realize that you want to switch to do something more meaningful. After you have built up a financial empire with all types of transaction, you realize that this is not really what you want to do. And then you have to climb down the ladder and start all over. Zacchaeus experienced that, because the place where God wanted to meet him was not on the tree. It was in his house. It was seeing all the things that Jesus had done in the life of the people. And then he said, "If he did it for others, he will do it for me." And he was up in that tree, and Jesus came by and saw him and said, "Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going to your house today." Zacchaeus slid down and decided for the rest of his life that he was going to walk with Jesus. He thought first, "I've got to invite him home with me, because Jesus makes the difference when he goes home with you. It's not at the top of the ladder. It's not being the leader of the company where you work. It's not being the father or the mother. It's not being the boss. It's not being in charge. He makes the difference when he's home. In fact, he doesn't go home with, if he doesn't go home with you, he doesn't go at all. Because he knows that who we are at home is what we really are. It's not what you are in church. It's not what you are when you are at work. It's what you are at home. It's not what you are when you are in front of your friends and family. It's what you are at home. That's what you really are. If you have Jesus, when you get home, he will make a difference in your life and in the life of your family, the life of your church, the life of your community, the life of this world. Let your tests become your testimony. Let your mess become your message, and your misery become your ministry. I heard Zacchaeus say as he walked away with Jesus, "Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sins and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary Mount outpour, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin." My brothers and sisters, perhaps you heard the story of Zacchaeus in a different way today. Because I wonder all the time what drove him to that tree. But it was not a tree the Lord wanted. He wanted to meet Zacchaeus in his house. If you want to invite the Lord Jesus to your home today, I want to invite you to pray with me. I want to invite you even to make a bold decision this morning. If you feel impressed and you say, "Lord, I need prayer. I need a change in my life." You did it for the blind man. You did it for this woman that has an issue of blood. You did it for a family of a demon-possessed man. You did it for a woman that was not only a widow, but also she lost her two children. He can restore what is lost. He can bring back what has gone out from you. He can put joy in a sad and fainting heart. He can rebuild your soul, and he can transform your spirit. If there is anybody this morning that is being impressed and you believe that the Lord can do it for you, I'm going to ask you at this time to stand up with me as we offer prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for passing by. We can hear the people say, "Behold the Lamb that was slain." We can hear the crowd shouting, "Hosanna." We can hear the angel singing, "Alleluia, glory to the Lamb." And I can hear the hearts and the voice, the silent voices of your children in this church today, crying out, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." I can hear this congregation asking and pleading for forgiveness, asking Lord to cleanse them from all their sins. And I ask, Lord, as the songwriters say, "Pass me no, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Father, we thank you, for we know that you have compassion towards your people. We thank you for we know that you're still in the saving business. You're still delivering demon possessed. You're still healing the sick. You're still giving back life to those who are dead. Father, I pray that today you will perform a miracle in this place. You will touch those who are sick. You will touch those who are going through hardship. You will give deliverance to those who are facing trials and tribulation, to those who are at the point of signing a divorce, to those who are at the point of losing their homes, to those who are at the point of being separated from the loved one. I pray, Father, that you will deliver them, that you will intervene, that you will work out, and whatever work out, Lord, let it be to honor and to glorify your name. Father, thank you because you brought us here today to listen to this message. But the most important thing is to have heard your voice speaking to us. Come down, for I'm going to your house today. Help us to invite you to our homes. Help us, Lord, to open the door and to confess our sins and tell you, Lord, that you are welcome in our homes. Bless us all together as a church, as a family. And I ask that you will continue giving us the strength to be ready for when you come, you will save us a place in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.